woody stems. Right. If you keep them long enough, they're going to have woody stems. These plants respond very well to pruning. So you could actually prune this down pretty far as long as you leave. As long as you leave some eyes or nodes along the stem on each one of your cuts, you can go way down, even to the point where you take all the foliage off. Now, some plants don't respond very well to that, but these center geraniums, this is a very strong plant. It's got a good heavy root system to it. So you can certainly prune that back to maintain the size on it and to sort of reinvigorate the lower part of the plant. And then we have a Streptocarpus. Of course, streps are... this is an African violet. Yeah, family. They have a little more challenging than African violets in that they don't like heat. So we do okay in the wind in the northeast here, but like this is a crop that is not grown in Florida. They only grow in the wintertime, and they'll all die off on them.
So where are they native to?
They actually come out of Africa, and these are complex hybrids, but they don't come out of the high heat areas of Africa, higher elevation, or particularly if they're being grown in their and they understory plants, they're great right down on the forest floor. So that in itself creates a lot of coolness. But it's a low light plant, and the hybridization of that has created these wonderful flowering plants that go on for a very long period of time.
Yeah, this one has like really intense red flowers. The picture sold me.
Yeah. So the only thing I remember is that you can easily overfeed fertilize them. They're very sensitive to high salt levels.
Oh, not a concern with me. I'm on the underfeeding.
Right. And they'll be happy wherever you put them. You don't want to put them in direct sun, though, or high light, because they'll bleach the leaves out. Then this is a Nephrolepis duffyi, which is a fern. This is a miniature fern. Most of these are used in terrarium cultures. So you got to be careful with ferns. They don't like to get dried out. If you dry them out, they probably are not going to like, if you dry them bad, they're not going to come back.
I'll put it to the test. We'll see.
Obviously it's a fern, so it takes lower light, but even moisture is really important with that. And then because they're grown in low light, you really don't want a lot of a fertilizer on them. You want to make sure that you don't overfeed them, because salt levels can build up and then take them out. Yeah, and then this is Caprosma, which interestingly enough, this is really a landscape plant.
Yeah.
In warmer areas.
Yeah, we see it out in California.
Yeah, right, where they use it for hedging and so on. But it does make a nice container plant. And this one has that kind of golden to bronze foliage to it. And the color will go all yellow if the light level's low. And if you put them under high light and cool the temperatures, this bronzeness comes back. It's just something that can be easily shaped. And you're not growing this for flowers.
Right.